The new spiritual principle of life in Jesus Christ lifts me out of the old vicious cycle of sin. What's the cycle of sin? Good intention, failure, guilt. Good intention, failure, guilt. That is the cycle of sin. And there's only one way you're going to break out of it, and it's not listening to a tape or reading another self-help book. It's getting the power of Jesus Christ in your life.
How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue in our series called Hard Questions, Rick will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource you can take with you wherever you go. It'll provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. It's a book by Pastor Rick called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do?
Now, this is one of the most important things I'm going to say today, but write this down. Behind every self-defeating act is a lie I'm believing. Behind every self-defeating behavior or act is a lie that I am believing. I'm accepting an idea that just isn't true. It may be a lie about myself. It may be a lie about my past. It may be a lie about life. It may be a lie about God. It may be a lie about others. It may be a lie about the nature of success or the nature of failure. It may be a lie about the present. It may be a lie about the future. But every self-defeating act, why do you do something that you know is bad for you? Because there's a payoff. And what's the payoff? Well, you think the payoff is such and such, and that is the lie. And if you want to change the way you live, you have to start in your mind. Jesus didn't say, when you speak the truth or when you do the truth. He said, when you know the truth. Change always starts in your mind. It doesn't start in your will. It starts in your mind. When you know the truth will set you free. And what you have to do is expose and uncover the lies that you have been accepting. Now, some of those lies you picked up on the playground as a kid. Some of them you picked up from television. Some of them you picked up from your parents. Some of them you've creatively thought up yourself. But they are lies. And when you know the truth, that will set you free. What is the truth? Well, it's what God says. In fact, Jesus said, I am the truth. So today I'm going to ask you to face the truth about yourself. And I'm going to ask you to face the truth about God. And I'm going to ask you to face the truth about your problems. How do you do that? Well, the Bible gives us four things to do. Would you write these down in the back of your outline? These things are simple for me to share with you, but they are not easy. They are difficult to do. The first one is this. Acknowledge the root of my problem. That's facing the truth about me. Acknowledge the root of my problem. Now, most of us go through life with this vague feeling that something is wrong with my life and I can't put my finger on it. I know that something's out of whack, out of kilter, but I just can't figure it out. But God obviously can figure it out, and He does, and He has a word for it. You have an attitude problem. It's the way you think. It's an attitude problem. And God has a word for this attitude. It's not a popular word. It's unsophisticated. It's unhip. People don't like to use this word today. In mixed company, I think today, I'll just spell the word out for you. Okay, are you ready? Here it is. S-I-N. That's your problem. And that's the problem why you can't change. sin.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest questions, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
So today I'm going to ask you to face the truth about yourself. And I'm going to ask you to face the truth about God. And I'm going to ask you to face your truth, the truth about your problems. How do you do that? Well, the Bible gives us four things to do. Would you write these down on the back of your outline? These things are simple for me to share with you, but they are not easy. They are difficult to do. The first one is this: acknowledge the root of my problem. That's facing the truth about me. Acknowledge the root of my problem. Now, most of us go through life with this vague feeling that something is wrong with my life and I can't put my finger on it. I know that something's out of whack, out of kilter, but I just can't figure it out. But God obviously can figure it out, and He does, and He has a word for it. You have an attitude problem. It's the way you think. It's an attitude problem. And God has a word for this attitude. It's not a popular word. It's unsophisticated. It's unhip. People don't like to use this word today. In mixed company, I think today, I'll just spell the word out for you. Okay, are you ready? Here it is. S-I-N. That's your problem. And that's the problem why you can't change. Sin. Now, what is sin? Sin is not a behavior. Sin starts in the mind. Sin produces sinful behavior, no doubt about it. But it starts up here. Let me give you a definition of sin. Sin is playing God. Playing God. It's when I do what I want to do instead of what God wants me to do. It's ignoring God. It's saying, I'm not going to listen to you, God. I'm going to do what I want to do, what I think is right, and I'm going to play God. I'm God, and you're not. When you spell sin, what's the middle letter of sin? That's the problem. I am the problem. I think that I know better than God. I think that I am God. I think that I could choose better than He can. And when I do that, it gets me into all kinds of problems. Sin is rejecting God's laws and doing my own laws, what I make up, what I think are right. Sin is the root of all your problems, every one of them. It's the result of all, it is the root of all your problems. And of course, it's as old as the first man, first woman, Adam and Eve. Now, what makes it worse is that we live in a state of perpetual denial about our sinfulness. Most of us just don't think that that's a problem. Oh, you know, I'm not perfect, and we have these euphemisms. But we don't want to really say, I got a sin nature. It is my nature to be selfish. It is. I have to learn to be unselfish. It's my nature to be discontented. I have to learn to be content. And we don't like this, but it's true, and we live in this state of denial, and so the Bible says this in 1 John 1:8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. Circle that word, deceive. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, let me teach you a principle of life. Sin always involves self-deception. At the moment you are sinning, you are deceiving yourself because you think that what you're doing will actually produce better results than what God said. It always involves self-deception. Who, me? I don't have a problem. You know, I've got it all together. It's kind of like the guys were in the skit and only make things worse. Now, here's the fact of life, and you got to get this one down if you're going to change. To stop defeating myself, I must stop deceiving myself. To stop defeating myself, I have to stop deceiving myself. I've got to take the honest look at my life, face the truth, and deal with the issues. Now, let's just get real practical this morning. What is it in your life you are pretending isn't a problem? What is it in your life that you are pretending you're not addicted to? Because all sin is addicting. All sin is addicting in some form. What is it in your life you're saying, oh, it's no big deal? You cannot get well until you stop denying and deceiving yourself. Are you pretending that your marriage is okay when it's not? And you know what's wrong with it? Are you pretending that the kids are doing okay when they're not? Are you pretending and saying, oh, I could stop this habit anytime, whether it's pornography or any other kind of addiction? What are you pretending is not a problem in your life? You're not going to get well until you stop deceiving yourself. You say, well, it's just a harmless little indulgence. I just spend a little extra. No, you don't. You have an addiction to spending. And you can't get out of debt. You've been in debt for 10, 15, maybe 20 years. And you still keep spending. Why? Because you have a sin problem. It's not just a money management issue. It's an issue of you're trying to satisfy a pain in your life with the substitute. And so it really doesn't matter whether you're shooting heroin or running up your MasterCard. It really doesn't matter if you're reading pornography or you're reading, you know, some trashy novels. It's the same escape thing that you're escaping from your pain and you are not facing your sin. And you're not going to get well and you're not going to get healthy and you're not going to get out of debt until first you acknowledge the root of the problem, that I have been being God in my own life. And it always boils back down to the God issue. Who's God in my life? Some people have made success their God in their life. Some people have made money their God in their life. Some people have made being popular their God. And the Bible says, don't have any idols before me. Acknowledge the root of the problem. Now, I'm trying to be tough on you this morning because here's what I've noticed. Too often, we don't change until we hit bottom. And things have to get really, really bad. That's unfortunate because it's not necessary. It's not necessary for things to have to hit bottom before you really change. There are wake-up calls going on all around you right now, and you're not listening to them. Emotional wake-up calls, relational wake-up calls, financial wake-up calls, and you're not listening to them. And you are headed on the path toward destruction. But that's, you don't have to go that way. You can acknowledge the real root of the issue and deal with it. We probably have 24 professional counselors, therapists in this church. And as I've talked to them, and I say, what's the biggest problem you're facing? And the biggest problem that counselors say over and over to me is people wait too long until they ask for help. They wait too long. And then it's almost impossible to turn around. A marriage will be going along, and there are warning signs all over the place, and then all of a sudden, the husband or the wife walks out. And all of a sudden, there's a wake-up call with the spouse left behind, and they come into the counselor and they say, what can I do now? Well, not a whole lot. You should have been working on it a whole lot sooner. A whole lot sooner. And most people wait until it's too late, and they go through pain that's unnecessary. Why? Because they were living in denial. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Jesus said this in John 8:34. I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave to sin. What is he saying? He's saying that we always underestimate the power of sin in our lives. As I said, it's always addicting. It's exchanging short-term pleasure for long-term loss. That's what you do. You're giving up. It's long-term loss based on short-term pleasure. You got to acknowledge the root of my problem. That's facing the truth about you. The second is to face the truth about Jesus Christ, and that's this. B is believe that Christ can change me. Believe that Christ can change me. If you want to get well, you acknowledge the truth about yourself, and then you believe that Christ can change you. Go back to the question that Paul asked, and then notice what his answer is in the next verse. Romans 7:24-25. He says, who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin? Thank God. Read the rest with me. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Now listen. The answer to your problem is a person. The answer to your problem is a person. Who's going to be Lord of your life? Who's going to be manager? Who's going to call the shots? You or Jesus Christ? He says, he can set me free. When I'm mastered by him, I can master my problems. God has the power that you are lacking, and he'll help you out. Jesus did for me what I could not do for myself. That's exactly what Paul says in Romans 8:2. Look at this verse. For the new spiritual principle of life in Jesus Christ lifts me out of the old vicious cycle of sin. What's the cycle of sin? Good intention, failure, guilt. Good intention, failure, guilt. Good intention, failure, guilt. Good intention, failure, guilt. That is the cycle of sin. And there's only one way you're going to break out of it, and it's not listening to a tape or reading another self-help book. It's getting the power of Jesus Christ in your life. Acknowledging that the root of the problem is my own sinfulness and trying to play God, and then believing that Christ can change me. But there's a third step. C, A, B, C, D. C, confess my struggle to another. That is a biblical principle of recovery. Confess my struggle to another. And this is an absolute prerequisite to healing and wholeness from God. James 5:16. Let's read this together aloud. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so God can heal you. When a believing person prays, great things happen. This is a prerequisite. He says, confess to each other and pray for each other. He said, oh, no. How about if I just do the first two, Rick? Again, you're trying to play God. You're trying to set up your own rules for recovery. You're trying to set up your own rules for change. God says you confess to each other and pray for each other. Why? Well, because ego prevents healing. That's why. You say, I don't want anybody to find out about my problem. Well, good luck.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement. So please stay with us. If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind, let me tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy, go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, that's 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You've heard me talk about the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no believer, no Bible, and no body of Christ, no known Christian or church in those tribes. And one of the goals at Daily Hope is to take the good news into those areas so that there is a Bible and a believer and a church planted there. Now, the way we do this is what's called the near neighbor strategy. Some of these tribes, if you're an American, you couldn't go into because you're of a different nationality. But a near neighbor who lives within 20 miles or 50 miles or 100 miles, they could reach those people that we can't. So here's the strategy of Daily Hope. We train pastors. And we train pastors in countries all around the world. We've trained over 500,000 pastors from 164 countries. And this year, we're focusing particularly on Africa. We have a strategy we started a few years ago called the All Africa Strategy. And what we do is we're bringing in the leading pastors and church leaders from all 56 African nations. And we've been training them in Rwanda on how to build healthy churches that bring people in, build them up to maturity, train them for their ministry, and send them out on their life mission. And we are then matching pastors from America with pastors in Africa to partner together to develop a nationwide strategy. We've already had 26 nations in Africa begin the training. Another 26 nations are starting in a month or two. And we already have about 160 pastors from America who have started working with our churches in Africa. These pastors are partnering. Your church could partner with an African church or churches to help take a nationwide strategy of building healthy churches that can reach these unreached people groups. It's a big vision, it's a simple vision, but it's one that when you give to Daily Hope, you're supporting. So when you give to Daily Hope, you're not just supporting the broadcast here. And remember, I don't take any money for this. I serve this ministry for free. But we are actually using your gifts to spread the good news around the world, to train other pastors around the world. You have a part and a partnership in the Great Commission in Africa and in all of the seven continents. Now, I just want to say thank you for your support. Many of you have been faithful in the past year, and particularly it's these monthly gifts that come every single month. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's whatever you're able to give. It's the regularity that allows us to keep on reaching into new areas, new tribes, new countries, and a new vision. Now, you can give to Daily Hope online. You go to the website, PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Pretty easy. And just make your gift there. Thank you so much for your heart to reach people around the world. It's my heart. I know it's your heart. And together, we can take the message of hope to the least, to the last, and the lost all around the world. God bless you for what you're doing.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.